coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School Crew. We're coming at you live, 1040 O Street. DP is out in Hawaii handling business. He covered the game last night, did a really good job giving some thoughts on Nebraska defensively smothering Murray State. But we are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th in Havelock, 30th in Yankee Hill, 85th in Andremat, and 168th in Maple up there in the O. Austin, a lot was going on this weekend. Obviously, last night was let's start with Husker basketball because I think we got to spend some time on college football playoffs.
Oh yeah, plenty of time.
Yeah, and for you guys listening, both locally and then obviously online and all the different social media stuff. Text in some of your text in some of your fondest Christmas break memories, right? Just because there's not a lot. Well, there used to be. This is before you were probably even a thought, Austin. There wasn't a lot of stuff going on sports-wise Christmas. Now it just seems this NBA's day. Essentially, when the NBA season starts, is Christmas right. Day. Remember, they brought Ja Morant back and everything, so forth and so on. But speaking of basketball, the men's basketball team is out in Hawaii. 8 o'clock tip-off last night. And from the very beginning, I think you saw, I call it a spillover from the Indiana game. Good toughness, good defensive rotations, and I think they set the tone early defensively. And I think that comes from an experience from Fred Hoiberg, knowing, listen, I think it's, what, two or three time zones that you go, and it's a long flight, and you get there, and you get, you know, I call it the Disneyland effect. You get there, and a lot of people, first time in Hawaii, and you kind of get used to the time change and going around and seeing stuff. He probably maybe forecasted that, you know what, we might not be on offensively,
yeah,
but we're gonna pack our defense, and that's exactly what they did last night.
It was, and I think some of Murray State's shooting troubles, if not most of it, is due to Nebraska and its length, its activity defensively. Later in the game, there were some weak closeouts, not as much feet chopping, a lot of standing up, but early on, Nebraska was engaged, and it had to be against a Murray State team that was clearly less talented than Nebraska. But Nebraska has turnovers its first two possessions. Like you said, took a while for Nebraska to get going offensively. But this is a team, Jay, that even if it needs to be built on defense and being consistent on that end of the floor, it's taken the offense to spark this team a couple times. St. Mary's comes to mind. It didn't happen against Michigan State, but Nebraska didn't dive in on defense. They absolutely did last night in the opening game of the tournament. And that's a great way to send a message, right? Yeah. Nebraska comes into this tournament as the clear favorite. It's the best team in the field. And the way that you don't just win last night's game, but the way you beat Hawaii tonight and the way you win down the road, everyone's taking notice of you, right? Yeah. They know that you're the big dog in the field, so what do? You don't give Murray State a chance. Yeah. They cut it to 12 with like 3.5 minutes to go and then didn't score again.
Yeah.
After only scoring 14 points in the first half, which is a record low in this Diamond Head Classic in the history of it. Nebraska sent a message. Other teams know that, yeah, Nebraska isn't here to mess around. They're not just here for Christmas break. Nebraska's here to play basketball, and that started on the defensive end in the first half.
You want your first impression to be your lasting impression. I think it was a really good job by Fred Hoiberg and company to really understand the moment and the type of situation that you're in, but then also getting the guys to buy in and do stuff. And I think, look, when your sixth and seventh guy can really – pretty much win the game for you, and also Raleigh as well, because you got to think Juwan Gary was off. Burke was decent. I mean, obviously 3-6 and 50% from the field, 9 rebounds, so he's better than decent. But your two main cogs as far as offensively were definitely off, and that's Bryce and Juwan. And then obviously Connor Asijan came off, and he's the one that got the party started. So a couple threes, hit the deep one. And then the defense didn't let up, and then they got a big lead and really imposed their will. They really wore down Murray State. Even though Murray State outscored them by 3 in the second half, I call it a hollow winning half for Murray State. It's where they never really had a chance to come back and make a, a game of it. So I think the more ways that you can show that you can win with the evolution of this team, trying to find their rhythm, rotations, players' roles and identity, I think it will bode well down the stretch. And so I think the biggest thing that Nebraska possibly could be looking for, and hopefully it's maybe this week, is a big game from Braxton Mia. And the reason why I say that's important, one is gonna be it's confidence for him because he's a big physical guy in the lane. It was extremely physical with him. I mean, there was a couple of times I felt like he got fouled and Murray State tried to, you know, close or double team pretty hard. You want him to have a game to where he's able to get loose a little bit because that'll open up your 3-point shooters, but also continue along the process of him being kind of your lunch pail guy. You got to think he's the starting center. He plays 15, 16 minutes last night. You'd like to see him more active on the boards. But that's going to come off of him, maybe getting some early touches. I think if you feel very comfortable against Hawaii, I'm purposely going to pound that ball inside to him to get him some early touches, which then will activate him possibly on the defensive end.
And we've seen Nebraska do that before. I think back to Northwestern at home last year, right after they went to the two big starting lineup with Josiah Alec and Rink Mast. And I think against Michigan. When Michigan came to Lincoln, same sort of thing. Nebraska had that size advantage. They went inside. Hawaii's bigger than Murray State, but still not a huge team. Nebraska's post should be better. But this, Jay, is kind of that interesting sort of dynamic in this NIL era, in that I think for Nebraska to be its best, it's not running things through Braxton Mia, but a big night for Braxton Mia is set up more by everyone else, right? I think that Nebraska didn't get him cheap, right? That's a 7'1", 250-pound mobile guy that runs the floor, that protects the rim. That's not cheap in the portal. You don't get that guy just to say, be a role player. But guess what? He needs to be a role player.
Yeah.
He needs to thrive in his role, be consistent at defending the rim, at rebounding, at running the floor. You'll have games like North Florida where you get, what, 5 or 6 lobs at the rim. Awesome. Great. Congratulations. That's your award for your hard work. But in my opinion, for Nebraska to be at its best, Braxton Mia is that role guy, right? When guys are overplaying Bryce Williams, trying to get the ball out of his hands, when guys are late to rotate, that's when they throw it up to Braxton Mia. And sure, Nebraska's missed him plenty of times this year. If Nebraska needs a post bucket, I'm going to Andrew Morgan.
If Nebraska needs an athleticism advantage,
I'm going to Bear Cable Weekton Gel. But what Nebraska might need sometimes, too, is an enforcer.
Yeah.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right, in Braxton Mia, protect the rim, be that physical, imposing, dominant force at the rim. I think Braxton Mia can be a star in his role for this team, even if his big game isn't, 17 points on 6 of 8 shooting. It might be he has 3 block shots, which is, not killer, but it's enough. It's plenty. But mostly his size is a deterrent, and his leaping ability, keeping defenses back on their heels and letting other guys go. A big game for Braxton Mia looks a lot different than it does for Andrew Morgan, who had a big night last night.
Yeah, I think really for him, I think he's last night he showed a little bit of glimpse of being that enforcer. So he was down on the north end in the first half, and it was called a turnover, but I mean that double team was pretty hard, and he lost him, lost it, and so he hustled back on defense, and then Murray State got in kind of a secondary break, and he hammered the guy, and that was probably the highlight, because I was like, you know what, that's a good foul. I know you're frustrated, you go to the hoop, you're going to pay for it. So I think the more that he can do, because you're going to need I think you're going to need more than 15 minutes out of him. You're going to need 18 to 20 good minutes out of him, night in and night out. And however that's, spread out. And I know it's the first game, you want to get some other guys some playing time. But ultimately, the better that he is able to play his role, you're 100% correct, the better that this team will be. Because there's going to be a time where he's going to have to see, like, a big game for him might be like 6.8 rebounds.
Oh, yeah.
In a big game.
It's an impactful game. Yeah. There's a difference, I think, sometimes between an impactful game and a big game.
Yeah.
But, right, if Braxton Mia is scoring 20 points, good for him. He's found a way to do it, but he's not Zach Edey.
Yeah.
Right? He's not Armando Bacot. He's not Hunter Dickinson. He's not Oscar Tshiebwe. There's not necessarily... He's DeAndre Jordan, right?
Yeah.
That's who he is from the Clippers, right? Sure, DeAndre had big games when teams were terrible in pick and roll coverage, But what did he bring to those Lob City Clippers teams? That enforcer mindset.
Yeah.
He cleared glass all the time. He ran the floor. He set hard screens. You're going to feel me. That's part of being an enforcer. So again, I'm not too carried away by Braxton Mia's stat line. To me, if Braxton Mia is playing well, Nebraska's playing well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you just want to make sure that he's there, because I think as you go along, to be able to have like flexibility, lineup wise and rotation wise, you know, you want to make sure that he has it, especially in a tournament like this where you feel like you have an advantage and you can kind of tool with some, you know, mess with some things. Now, obviously, you don't want to get over your skis and show up and doing that, but also you can have it in the back of your mind. It could be, you know, you see a lot of coaches with like little notepad or note cards. It could be at the bottom highlight right here at this point in time. And sometimes it might be the flow of the game or if you're up by a certain amount of points. And it's also sometimes that you have to force your team to pound it in there, to get it in the block, to get some paint touches, to open up your star players, allow Juwan Gary to be a drive and dive guy and Bryce Williams to do his thing. So it's not just solely for Braxton, is for everybody else, because you want Fred Hoiberg's offense, no matter if it's two bigs or not, it's always been predicated on good spacing, getting really good shots, really, really efficient on offense. His best teams have always been excellent spacing the court, being very, very efficient when they rotate the basketball to get into any type of move you want, and it almost looks like poetry in motion. You can do it with big guys, but you also have to be purposeful about doing it early in the season or a controlled situation like this. So then therefore it gives everybody else something to prepare for.
Greg from Lincoln on the text line says, play two bigs together and then three out, pick and roll, pick and pop, great rebounding. If only it were that simple, right? Because let's say that it's with Boykton Gel hobbled with the ankle injury. Let's say it's Morgan and Mia on the floor together. Great. You have two guys that are what, 6'10" and above there. Sure, but here's the thing. It's not middle school basketball where your tallest kids can just play catch off the backboard until they get one to jump in. What college defenses and college teams will do, they will pack the paint. Where's Bryce Williams' best advantage? Going downhill to the rim. Yeah. Raleigh Wooster's best advantage? Going downhill to the rim. Juwan Gary, best when he's going downhill at the rim. If it's, say, oh, just play two bigs together and then three guys on the perimeter, you got to be really careful with that, right? That's why I like what Fred Hoiberg is able to do in his typically five-out system. You'll see Nebraska play a little bit of four-out, one-in a little bit. They tried to do some high-low with Boykin Gel down low and Morgan as the passer. Teams get wise to that. You can't rely on that every possession, really, unless you're Bill Self, right? Yeah. He's been so good at that high-low stuff for 20 years now at Kansas. Not always a part of Nebraska's DNA. So it's not just as simple as, oh, just have one big guy down low, run a pick-and-roll with the other one. All of Nebraska's bigs are still best in the pick and roll.
Yeah.
Sure, they'll pop Boykin Gel. Sure, they'll pop Morgan. But teams don't respect their outside shot nearly as much, which is where you need those guys on the perimeter, to Jay's point, creating space. Even if they're not as comfortable, threaten it, screen, rescreen, because you can't just stick one guy on either block or one guy at the elbow and one guy in the block and say, that's enough space for Nebraska's guards and wings to slash to the rim. It's just not going to work consistently.
Yeah, and that's why when a couple years ago where we had Sam Griesel, where he was able to kind of be that extra, you know, inside presence.
Yeah.
And obviously he was really, really good with Derek Walker, so they could kind of switch roles. And you can do that, actually. It gives you, you know, a lineup flexibility with Juwan Gary and, say, a Braxton if Burke is a little bit banged up, because you can flip roles. You can run your essentially four out, but then you can bring Braxton to be the high guy and let Juwan Gary get busy a little bit down underneath. Mm-hmm. He's probably a better passer initially, especially out of the double team, just from experience. And also we saw last game to get a Sejan and maybe, you know, Bryce Williams some open shots to be able to hit some threes to soften that defense up. So there's different ways you can get to it. But I think the way, you know, and I know Fred knows what he's doing, but it just gives you a little bit more flexibility, especially when you start to play Cale Jacobson and Sam Hoiberg. This is where you can kind of almost have that, like, a version of the Golden State Warriors death lineup. You could have a lineup specifically when they come in, this is their identity, and they're going to give you problems. It's like your off-speed pitch, and what, you know it's coming. Like Rivera for the Yankees, you know it's coming, but you can't stop.
That lineup for me is Wooster, Esiagen, Williams, Gary, Boykton, Gel.
I like that one.
That to me is that Warriors death lineup for Nebraska. Yeah.
And plus, Raleigh has a really good, he has an old school name.
Raleigh.
Raleigh.
Just call me, that the just handlebar call, mustache.
Exactly. Just call me Raw. And he's got, he looked like he had a little cut on his eye.
He did. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Raleigh, too, RIP Ricky Henderson.
I know.
Dang.
That's tough. Yeah, man.
You're like 65.
I know. That's tough.
Yeah.
And anybody that talks in the third person that much, is a legend in it. Legend in his own right, man. Anyways, good first segment. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll talk a little portal news. We'll save the college football playoffs talk for the top of the 5 o'clock hour. But then also keep sending in your fondest Christmas break sports memories. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.